Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
Good, that's the best one.
I am sure.
Pizza, pizza.
Big O! Showtime!
Pizza, pizza.
God, that's
I like sweet meat. It's a juxtaposition in my mouth. I like.
It's about fucking time someone.
Well, you were making egg foo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
It's a little thing tech show, and that's a fact. If you don't like the cast, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies that a Lincoln bath. For the strolling, go direct to DLFGS.org. And I see challenges at LinuxTech.net. Bound Tech Show. Just sit right there, cause the castle's just about to begin.
Welcome to episode 1148 of the Linux Tech Show. On the show tonight, we have Joel.
Good evening.
We have Joe.
Hello.
So, two things happened for my daughter this past. My middle daughter, Avery, she got one of the new Mac. What's the one, though?
MacBook Neo?
Yeah, she got a MacBook Neo. That's the new one, right? That's the smaller one. Yeah, the smaller one. She got it for school, which means I get the other laptop that I had gave to her back, so I get to wipe that out. So she bought that with her money, and she had no problem setting it up, of course, because it's an Apple, and she's been, I guess, pretty happy with it. So kudos to her, and it'll help her get through her final semester of college, so she'll come out of here with a bachelor's in science, I think, or arts and sociology. I forget which one she's getting. So she has a Samsung Flip. The Fold. What's the Samsung foldable called?
They have the Fold and they have the Flip one.
I think she has the Flip. Right.
Looks
so,
like a foldable phone, like an old school foldable.
No. The foldable one. The folding screen.
So it folds down the middle, so it's a little wider screen. Okay.
Yeah, so she has one of those. Now this, a couple days ago, she was sitting here at the table, and she was using it, and it fell out of her hand about 6 inches.
Oops.
And that's the end of that screen on there. And this is the second time this has happened to her with this foldable phone. It's like, and she has a case for it and everything. I think it was actually, if I'm not mistaken, closed. And she just, but it didn't. It fell like 6 inches, and then the screen cracked, and it no longer worked. So,
which one, the outside screen or the inside?
It's one of the inside screens. The bottom part of the inside screen. And so they shipped her out a new one because we had the protection plan on it. And again, like I said, this is the second one that it's so freaking
glad
fragile.
I didn't order or I didn't get one of those because I got a new phone too.
Yeah, I don't know if I would recommend it or want one now. The thing that's a pain in the butt about this is it's got two usable screens on it. The one on the back. So when you have it closed, it's got like this little usable screen right there. And then when you open it up, it's got the inside, that screen, fully usable. But when the bottom screen cracks, the inside is really not usable. And the outside is not a fully functioning screen to do things on, particularly when it involves transferring your content from one phone to the other. So what she had to do, again, and we figured this out before, is I have this little port replicator for my work laptop, which is Mac USB-C, and it has USB-A and an HDMI and a few other things, a few other ports on it, because the MacBook only has like one USB-C. I don't think it has a network cable on. But anyway, that doesn't matter. Nothing here or there. So we could plug that into her phone, and then the HDMI cable into, which is into my monitor for work, and then a mouse into the USB. I have a USB-A mouse. And then it mirrors the screen on the monitor, so she's able to then do the transfer to the new phone, which is, you know, that's fantastic. I am, like, brilliant. That whole thing worked perfectly. My only two complaints about it, one, I wish, like, it wasn't so fragile. It feels like we're going back to when cell phones were first coming out, and if you just drop them or bump them the wrong way, the screen would crack, and then that would be the end of it, and you'd have to get a new one. And then for a while there, it was like, I feel like all the phones I've had in the past, I'm going to say a decade, it's like I've dropped them multiple times. I've gotten out of the car, stood up, and dropped them on concrete. And there's been no damage to them. But this thing falls 6 inches, breaks. We got to get a new one. So, you know, that thumbs down. But the transfer, which I believe was done via Wi-Fi, I don't think it was done Bluetooth. Maybe it was done Bluetooth. I don't know. I'd have to double check. Either Wi-Fi or Bluetooth. It worked perfectly fine. But gosh, did it take – it takes like – hours for it to transfer the information over. And it seems like a lot of time, but thank goodness it worked, right? So now I have two, kind of like two laptops that I have to refurbish.
I just got the Pixel 11 Pro XL yesterday, and it only took about 20 minutes, and it actually gave me, it did start over Wi-Fi. But it said, hey, you can go faster by plugging a USB cable between your old phone and your new phone. So that's what right. It did, and it did. I had it. The only thing, you know, I still had to, like, sign in accounts and stuff like that. Because I had what's the new thing Google does with the key
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It's like a little – it's a file, essentially, is what it is. Key pass or something like that. I think
passkey.
Yeah, because I have Google passkey on my Google account. I didn't even have to sign it. It just copied the passkey over and let me right in.
Did it let you copy the passkey over, or did you have to do that yourself?
It did it on its own. I didn't even have to. I had to sign in a bunch of other accounts, but my Google account was in there right away. So, I mean, everything was in, and my authenticator, everything transferred over, no problem, you know. I had everything done in about an hour. And that's including signing into most of my accounts, like I have the OnStar in my car, so I can unlock my car with my phone, unlock it and start it, and look at things like, you know, whether I got to get an oil change and stuff like that. All that can be done on my phone. Same thing with my house. I can unlock my house with our alarm systems app and stuff like that. So all that stuff, I just had to sign into it, you know. So everything worked pretty well. So I have no complaints at all with the process. I will say this. I did get, since I had the 11 Pro XL, probably the big new feature, I forget when they added it, but at one point they had a thermometer built in the back, so you can literally point your phone at your face and take your temperature, right? It was wildly inaccurate. Never really worked that great. So they took that out, and instead of a regular LED for the flash, they have a RGB LED, and it has two functions currently. Besides just using it for flashing, for taking flash pictures. One, I could set any one of, it's RGB, so you would think I can pick whatever color I want, right? But no, you have five different colors I can pick, and I can say, like, give my wife, like, the red color so that when my phone is flipped over and it's, she calls me, then that highlight, which is basically where the flash is, will then turn red. It flash red, so then I know my wife's calling. All right. The other thing is if I have, say I have my Pixel Buds in, and I have right now, if I tap and hold the left bud, it'll bring up Gemini, right? So whenever I'm talking to Gemini, whenever it's responding, it kind of does this rainbow flashy kind of thing. That's it. That's all it does. Which is kind of goofy. I'm hoping they add things like, what would be nice is if you can do things like tune the color of the flash depending on like what you want. And they made some significant improvements to the camera as well. I think you can go up to 100 times on it. And I think most of that's optical or something. I have to look. I haven't played with the camera all that much just yet. But of course, I got with the it has a 50. Here's the camera specs: 50 megapixel wide main camera, 48 megapixel telephoto, and 48 megapixel ultra wide. And the front camera, the selfie camera, is also 42 megapixels. So I can take some awesome selfies, but not that I already didn't, you know. But Tensor G6, which is 10 nanometer chip on it, so it's a it's faster than my old phone, but you know, my old phone wasn't that slow. You know, I just wanted to get a new phone, and I'm trying to remember. I have to look through my account and see if I did do the thing where I can upgrade next year. A lot of that won't shake out until I take them my old phone. I'm getting $900 in trade on that. I think my payment for the phone itself goes down by $20. So $20 a month I'm going to end up saving by upgrading my phone. But not really, you know, because it's, you know, I still have to pay the whole phone off. But so far so good. I've only had it about a day right now. I only had to carry it for probably 24 hours until my phone case got here, because I ended up, after I picked up the phone, I went into Amazon and I found a case and picked one and ordered off of Amazon. It's usually what I tell people now when you buy, especially with Android phones, it's easier to find a decent case for if you buy an iPhone, because they just make so many of them. It's harder. They don't carry as much of a selection at the carrier for Android phones. Not to mention the fact they usually want to charge you $30 or $40 for a case at Verizon. My case, I got on Amazon, was like $17. And a really nice case, actually. I like it.
And they want to charge you a lot for the screen protectors and I don't everything
screen
else.
Protectors. Yeah, screen protectors are dumb. I don't do those.
Keep it from getting scratched.
It does. Now, it does have the nice thing with, since the Pixel 10 line, they had the magnets built into the back for the Qi charging. But the case I bought also has that extra ring on it too. So and it has a little bit of a hump on it with the case in it, but it's not near as bad without the case, and it's definitely not as slick as with the case. I was nervous, you know, with carrying it without a case for 24 hours. I didn't want to screw it up, you know. But I think one thing I need to do is I need to get the magnet charger I had by my bed doesn't work no more. So I need to get a new one, because repairing that is not possible. Because basically I would destroy it.
It's not worth the effort.
It's not.
It's not. It's really not. When the work is that delicate, it's not worth the effort.
No. I mean, you would... I mean, it's all sealed. It's not like it's held together.
It's not worth the frustration.
Yeah, you would spend more time getting it apart.
This is me saying that.
Yes, you'd spend more time getting it apart than you would in that. So let me see. Now the Pixel Snap charger that Google sells is $40, but I bet you I can do better than that on Amazon. But what is, well, let me see. What is that charger though? Let me see. I'm trying to see what that, what wattage that charger is. It's like, that's like, I go through all the effort when my son upgraded his phone. I got him a magnet battery. I think I got him a magnet charger too. He don't use it. He still plugs a fucking USB-C cable in. I'm like, so I want to see what the charger is on that. I will say, if you have the Pixel Snap charger is $39.99, and it is a 25-watt Qi2 charger. So let's see, Amazon. 25-watt Qi2. $18 for Amazon Basics. I do believe. Let me double check. Or I can get the really cool one, which has the
watch charger with it.
Yeah, but it's for the stupid Apple Watch. For
it always is for the stupid Apple Watch. It's yeah, never
which means
for,
it's pointless.
Yeah,
it's pointless because well, see, that's the my Garmin. You have to have a magnetic charger.
What you have to do is what I did, and you have to get the charger for your watch, mine being the Samsung, and then 3D print something that holds both the wireless charger.
Which I've done, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what is this? Ooh, the bestseller is this a 2-pack? It says for MagSafe 25-watt wireless charger. It says for Apple Magnetic Fast Charging.
And you did get a MagSafe case, right?
Yeah, well, actually.
And you did.
Yes, I do. Technically, I don't need it because the phone has the magnets in it.
Well, if you got a case, then you also need a MagSafe case.
Right.
But you also have to make sure that the MagSafe case aligns properly.
Right.
Because that's been a big problem with, like, the S24. Because a lot of the wallet ones, it's just in the wrong damn spot. It works fine for stands and things like that, but it heats up horribly with chargers and things until I got a proper one. So yeah.
Now see, the Amazon Basics one is $18.99. The Ugreen is $25.99. The bestseller says $13.99, and I'm pretty sure it would work. I'm not sure. It's because it says iPhone all over it, but I don't see why not. Because the iPhone Qi charging too. I thought.
Yeah, the phone charger works, but the watch charger doesn't work on anything else.
Yeah, I don't care about that. On watch charger, yeah. So, shoot, let me just, let's see, will that come tomorrow? It doesn't come till late. Let me see if I get one sooner.
Or at least I think the phone charger works on everything else.
Yeah. Let me sort this, let me delivery all Prime. And make sure and see. It says, I said all Prime. Let's see. I thought I saw a thing where it can say tomorrow back. Because I do miss that, you know, because when I had that sit by my bed, I'd go to bed and I don't even care. It doesn't have to charge it that fast, to be honest. you know, as long as it's charged by the end of the day or by the end of the night, in the morning, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I mean, I have one that's supposed to be, you know, a faster charging one. And a lot of times by the time I get upstairs, I'll be at like 26% or something crazy like that. And it still says it's going to take like 4 or 6 hours to charge. And that's still perfectly fine because I'm going to be asleep.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, as long as it's charged by the morning, I don't really give a shit. You know. Well, let me plug Pixel in there just in case. I don't think they have a different one for Pixels. 25 dollars by Friday. No. See, that's one of the things. There's so many different ones. Like here's one that has a little like kickstand. I can't believe what they want for the Pixel Snap Charger. That's god-awful expensive. Kerfair, 25-watt wireless charger for magnetic fast charging pad, 4-foot USB-C cable, $9.99. I don't know. That sounds sketch to me.
I have no idea.
I don't either. Let's go with Galvanox.
But I'm paranoid, so everything sounds sketchy to me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Let's go with this, that $13 one. And if it doesn't work, I can just use it with my work phone. No big deal. I've already got the charge block. That's a 2-pack, 2 for $13. Done.
Very exciting.
I need that stuff. Because I don't like having the cables plugged in, especially when it's not in sight of me. It's kind of the frustrating thing for me, and it's not just with iPads, but pretty much every tablet I know of, except for maybe the Pixel tablet, you have to plug the cable directly into the tablet, which is, if I'm holding it or I'm awake, no problem. But if I'm asleep and I got a cat or a dog farting around, you know what I mean.
So, yeah, cats are assholes.
They are. My cat pretty much doesn't carry or doesn't give a crap about my dog. He doesn't like him at all.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty normal when you think about it.
Yeah.
I need to get more Element ordered too. Because I don't know about you, but it's fucking hot, man.
I don't know if you know where I live.
I know.
Where you live, Joe?
Texas.
Oh, the frosty state of Texas.
Yeah, it's ice cold here, man. Man, my electric bill is going to be like $500 next month.
Oh, I know. One of these days I'm going to have to buckle down and get set up with a generator at the house, because the last two power outages, all I can hear is my two neighbors that have generators that live around me going off, and I'm like, ah.
Yeah, the other day the power was bouncing off and on because I guess they were doing some electrical work up the street, and I've never been so glad to have UPSs on all the important stuff.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd have having to I would have had to have done a lot of F-disking. Which gets annoying.
Joe.
No.
Guess what I got in the mail today?
Drugs?
Clothes.
Have you ever seen anybody get busted at your local, post office picking up meth?
No, I haven't. Have you?
Well, I heard about it from my parents. They watched someone get busted at the post office picking up meth.
That sounds like a very stupid idea.
What'd you get, man?
Joe, I got the Dungeon Anarchist Cookbook.
Did you?
I did. And I'm glad. I was a little bummed. I wish it would have came earlier today because I just finished book two Monday, mm-hmm. I think it was.
This is a book you read, right?
Yeah, it's the third book of the Dungeon Crawler Carl series.
Ah.
And I'll tell you what. Book two didn't go the way I expected it to go, but man, I really enjoyed it so much. I enjoyed the first one and the second one. The series is fantastic.
You're gonna love them all, man. You should order them, like all
get
of them.
Get the whole thing.
You're gonna wreck that series. I promise you.
Every payday I order one.
Like go to Half Price Books and just snatch them up.
You know, see, here's the thing. I was going to order them off of Thrift Books, stuff like that. But then I'm like, I want him to get the money because I really appreciate the books. So I am buying. Now, I'm guessing books one and two are I've paperback. You could get them in paperback. I don't think three and on are in paperback yet, are they? Unless you want the large print.
I'm doing the audios, so I don't know.
Oh. Because I looked around, I couldn't find book three in paperback at all unless it was large print. I don't really need large print. Large print is about the same price as the hardcover. So,
well, I think he's switching to a yearly cycle now because he's talking about the next book coming out next March. So,
okay.
I thought he was going faster before.
He was cranking them out. Like one every couple of months, it seemed like.
Yeah, but I think now, with the television show coming up and the RPG and everything else, all the side stuff, he's had to slow down a little bit.
It doesn't surprise me. I wonder if there's going to be a video game soon.
Well, probably.
I haven't seen it mentioned yet, but I wouldn't doubt it.
It wouldn't surprise me if it turned out to be AI slop either.
That would suck. That would be very disappointing.
The AI slop is just really, really bad. Like, I was, on YouTube the other day, and I saw one that was, a conversation between Luke Skywalker, Ben Kenobi, and Qui-Gon Jinn, which, of course, never happened. I watched it. It actually was really good. And I'm like, because the voice sounded exactly like Alec Guinness and Liam Neeson. And I'm like, but this isn't a thing, man. I'm like, I don't know, man. It just pisses me off. But.
Yep.
It's like. Friday's delivery.
Do they start fighting then? Or no?
No. It was all like a conversation on how Luke Skywalker should rebuild the Jedi Order. Of course, we already know how that happened, or how that didn't really happen.
But if you read the books, but I guess the books didn't happen according to Disney, so.
Right.
Wait, which books are we talking about?
What, the Year of the Empire?
Well, the Jedi Academy trilogy.
Oh, that. Yeah.
Where he actually started up a Jedi Academy to train Jedis. And but in the book series, you know, Han and Leia had what, three kids, the twins. Yeah, three kids.
Yeah, twins, and yeah, Ben wasn't a thing. Well, yeah. No, Ben was the last one. Ben was a thing.
Yeah. It's been a long time since I read them. I got annoyed when everything got retconned. Actually, I got annoyed with New Jedi Order, so...
Wait, what's the New Jedi Order? You mean the stuff from...
Yeah, it's old stuff. It's old books.
Like, I know... God, I remember when Shadows of the Empire came out. That was like the Timothy's... That was Timothy Zahn, wasn't it?
Heir to the Empire. Heir to the Empire, yeah. Timothy Zahn. Those were great books. And that's what they should have done. I mean, now granted, I think all three could have been like one movie. Maybe. I don't know.
All three what? Of those? They never made movies out of those.
No, they never did, but what I'm saying is they could have made all three books into one movie.
Yeah, there was a lot of material that they could have used to make movies. And they were just like, nah.
Instead of what they did, yeah. It would have been better than the Rey Skywalker, a.k.a. Palpatine. Ugh. And it's been out long enough, so if somebody bitches about spoiling it, fuck you.
That is the correct answer.
Yes. If you ain't seen it yet, yeah. Now, the one I'm still trying to figure out is Tom Cruise is making another Days of Thunder movie, and I'm like...
Why?
I don't know.
Of course, he made a crap ton of Mission Impossible movies.
I've also heard rumors of a third Top Gun, but I hope not.
Yeah, I guess the formula did work for him with Top Gun. So see, why wouldn't he do it again?
Is he going to be an owner in this?
Yeah, well, like, I'm sure it'll be a very similar thing where he'll be training
80s?
The next generation, but he'll also be driving. The same thing that you saw with like movies like Driven and what was it, Formula One or whatever that Brad Pitt was in.
And the thing is this ain't no, the 70s and 80s, you might have seen a 60-year-old NASCAR driver. Not now. I mean, I look at, like, you got, what, Jimmy Johnson and Dale Earnhardt Jr. and... I'm trying to remember who the other one was that retired. Martin Truex. All these guys retired, and most of them weren't even in their 50s. Oh, and Jeff Gordon, too. So it's like these guys weren't even 50 years old when a lot of them retired.
Yeah, most sports are for younger guys.
This is true. Even NASCAR. Yeah, Jeff and I are the same age, 55.
I mean, about the only sport I can think of where you see some older guys is what, golf?
Yeah. Nowadays, yeah.
Curling? Jackie says curling, but I don't know.
But curling's a sport Canadians would do drinking beer. Come on.
I mean, the oldest hockey player right now is 46, I think. In American hockey.
But all the sports pay better, too, because, you know, I can't even afford to go to a fucking game, man.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
I
can't either. Nobody can. I don't see how anybody can.
I can, but I have better things to spend my money on.
I'm going to take that back.
2 hours of entertainment.
I'll take that back. I could probably afford to go to a bunch of the Dallas Star games. Problem is I couldn't afford to go to the ones that I want to go to.
Like watch them play, like...
The Penguins. I could not afford...
Pens or right, Flyers.
It would be like $200-$300 a ticket.
Yeah.
If I wanted to go see them play the Pens. And then not only that, but I would have to pay for parking, and then there would be snacks. And it'd probably be like another $200 or something for parking. And then snacks and drinks, it'd probably be at least another $100.
I mean, the one I could probably afford to go to, I don't want to because of soccer. Tickets are cheaper, food's cheaper. I think a pretzel is like $10.
The concession is never cheaper.
Well, cheaper than at Nationwide Arena or at Ohio State.
Even at like high school and like you know, non-professional,
right,
the concession is never cheaper. I mean, we go to the Allen Americans and the concession is still insane.
So let's see, Columbus Crew tickets. How much would it cost me to go see Columbus Crew game at now it's last year when I was helping out with the pretzels.
I'm sorry, what's that, JoJo?
It's a single match. Let's see, Wednesday. Let's see, let's look at the next game, which is Saturday. So how much is a game? $56 in North Deck. It's the main fan area for the Crew fans.
Is that soccer?
Yeah, soccer. $56 for one ticket.
I'm not that invested in soccer.
So let's see. That's the lowest price too. Actually.
Look, I could get into I could probably get into some of the Rangers scrimmages if I wanted to. I probably couldn't get into their games or anything, but I could definitely go and watch them practice if I wanted to.
Actually, wait a minute. Nordic general admission only. Well, it says only Crew fans. Verified resale tickets, $25. I don't care. I don't. Soccer's boring.
Soccer's more exciting than baseball.
Not much more.
Yes, I said that out loud. Soccer is more exciting than baseball.
Like I said, not much more.
Why do you think that, Joel? You don't like soccer?
I watched what I could last year when I was serving and selling pretzels, and I don't watch enough of it to understand what I'm seeing. So maybe if I watch more games on TV, I would. But the other thing is just how long the games are. You know,
are they that much longer than a football game?
It depends. That's how much penalty time there was. That's the thing, because it will like the length of a quarter isn't the same every time. It depends on penalty minutes and stuff like that, and that's me knowing way more than I ever wanted to know about it. So yeah, I'm not gonna go. Yeah, I would never go. I have better things to spend my money on.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even go see the movies anymore.
I definitely don't go as often as I used to. And it's just a drag on the resources. And it's not just that it's gotten expensive. It's just that everything else has gotten so expensive that I don't have the liquidity to be able to say, yes, we can afford the expense of going to a movie.
Yep. Yep. It's bad enough when they get Taco Bell. This is...
Yeah, Taco Bell got fucking expensive. Holy cow.
Everywhere got expensive.
Mm-hmm. Although I will say that I don't think you have the... I don't even know if Joel has this, but Cookout's been pretty good and reasonably priced forever. So they still get my two thumbs up. Do you have Cookout in Texas there?
Not that I know of, but we don't look for
it. We do not have them, no. The one Rally's we had in Grove City just closed down, and both of our KFCs closed down. That's okay. KFC's disgusting anyway.
Oh, you don't have a KFC anymore?
Nope. Not in Grove City. You know,
I had KFC Black and Chicken the other day, and that was good.
I didn't even know they still make that.
They do. They started making it again. Came back up on their menu.
They might have them in Columbus. Good. Yeah, Columbus might have one, but Grove City doesn't anymore. Somebody's running a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. That's what I'm hearing.
That's my daughter up in her room. Holy crap. It is loud. Sorry about that. I'll mute myself.
That is a loud one, isn't it?
He still got that vacuum cleaner from the 70s.
Yeah.
Hey, it's got the diesel engine on the back.
They don't die like in new ones. Man. It's
I hear you. It's like, I'm still just talking smack.
It's like if I could find a washer and dryer from the 90s, it's still in good shape, I'd buy one.
Well, not only they're easy to work on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're simple parts, and all they do is wash and dry clothes.
Yep.
That's it.
I mean, mine has Wi-Fi in it. It's connected. I don't use it. It's dumb, you know. In my house, don't fucking matter anyway, because I always have to. If I want to wash clothes, I literally need to put my clothes in before my son wakes up. Otherwise, he will have it monopolized all fucking day, every fucking day. And I don't know how he makes that much laundry.
I make a lot of laundry right now. I change my shirt two or three times a day.
I'll do that too, mostly because I got the Velcro golden retriever. Thinks he has to sit on my head, literally. Then the other day, he's. I'm like, come on up here. He does a flying leap into my lap. 75 pounds of golden retriever smacks me in the nutsack. Oh, fortunately, my legs are a little bit higher than the nutsack, so it wasn't a full-on hit. But oh my god. Oh.
Somebody is selling a 1986 Alfa Romeo Spider convertible.
Oh, that sounds like a project and a half.
Well, no, it's in really good condition. It does need it needs a valve job and a clutch job and a master brake cylinder. But it's got one of those millennial anti-theft devices.
It's a stick.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest. I don't know how to drive a stick.
Okay. You never learned how to drive manual? Oh nope. Man,
we never had one.
I love man.
Not even when my dad was. Not even when I was learning to drive one in my dad's car, he didn't have one.
Honestly, after a little while, you hardly even pay attention to it. You hardly even notice that you're doing it. It just kind of happens. Your foot and your hand their thing.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You're doing it by ear and the vibration in the clutch on your foot type of thing.
Now, what's funny is you can't even buy a new car with a stick anymore.
Not unless you're paying a whole lot of extra money.
Oh, my God. On Facebook Marketplace, here is a 1978 Plymouth Aero GS for sale. Yeah, I don't think so. Seats all tore the hell up.
So, I did have to get the air conditioner fixed on my Buick the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. This being Texas, I definitely could not go without air conditioning in my car.
How bad did they get you for?
It, honestly, you know, not as bad as I thought. Evidently, it was a resistor and the condenser motor.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The compressor.
Compressor. Yeah. It came out to like just under $500.
This actually looks good.
But yeah, there was no way in hell I could drive around Texas.
Oh no.
Without an air conditioner.
1989 Dodge Daytona 4500. How many miles is on this thing? It looks good. It looks clean. No rust. Oof.
1957 Studebaker President.
It's only got 61,000 miles. It's an 89.
Yeah, never trust that.
No, it's probably 161,000.
Yeah. Or 610,000.
Yeah.
A lot of people will do that. They'll drop that zero at the end.
An 06 Pontiac Solstice for $14,995. Those are starting to hold their value, too. Those little, either the Solstice or the Saturn Skies.
1941 Ford Rat Rod.
That's kind of a rat car. You don't care what it looks like because it's a rat rod.
Yeah.
I'd love to trade my car in and get a Honda Passport, but not happening right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep my 2022 until it's... Well, at least till I have a couple years without a car payment.
Right. Get a Nissan Juke.
Oh, hell no. I need something I can tow shit with. Oh, and that's the other thing, too, here. It's like my brother's like, well, why don't you get one of the all-wheel drive Traverses? I'm like, because I don't want a high-strung turbo 4. SUV now that has a 6-cylinder is that Honda Passport.
Hmm.
All the rest of them went to turbo 4s. And to be honest, you know, I'm pretty happy with my Traverse. I know I'm going to need new tires before too much longer, though. Tires ain't cheap nowadays.
No kidding.
Gonna be what, $2,200 at least.
Nothing is
at least $2,200. Okay, let me look at Discount Tire and see if I can price that out. So I know.
Remortgage your house.
Right. At least my wife went out for a walk today, which is a good thing. That means her back's not feeling as bad.
Oh, that's
bad.
Good. Glad to hear that.
Yeah. Last Thursday we had an appointment with the spinal specialist. And they basically just told her what I told her. You gotta give it time to heal. Back injuries are just like that. I mean you just
that's not really an injury you can work around.
No, I mean, thing is you know, it's gonna take time to heal. Yeah, you know, especially since, you know, the X-ray that we got when we took her to the ER showed nothing other than a compression, a healed pressure fracture. So basically, you got some muscles that are fucked up in your back. That's what it is. And yeah, it sucks. What are you gonna, you know, what are you gonna do? So let's see here. Yeah, that's probably right. So let's see.
Stretch extra.
Shopping tires, discount tires.
1937 Ford short bus. The jokes write themselves.
How much is it?
I'm back up here. $800, but it no motor.
Oh.
It's rusted out. Probably no transmission. No radiator. Barely a frame.
$800. Good gosh.
Yeah.
Is the metal even worth that much?
Oof.
So tough here. Call. I plugged into Discount Tires website.
Oh, they've got a dumpster here for sale for $81,085.
A dumpster?
Well, it looks like a dumpster, but it's a 2025 Tesla Cybertruck.
Oh.
So here, I priced them out here. Discount Tire. Now, this is just what their website says. I can probably go somewhere else and look. But they recommend the Michelin Cross Climate 2 tire for my tourers. $320 each. And does that include... That's all. That's actually the only ones that had stock, too. I don't know if that includes installation. I'm sure it probably doesn't.
Why wouldn't it include installation? At $320 a tire?
Let's see. Tire protection certificates. Of course, that's... So it's $1,500... And let's see, rotation, air checks free, flat tire repair free. It looks like it does, actually. So, okay. The only thing that's extra would be if I want to get the tire protection certificates for an extra $244. I don't know. I'd have to do more shopping around. But yeah, it's about what I was thinking. I was thinking it's going to be almost $2,000. $1,500. Although what's funny is the website, you know, it puts like a picture of what it thinks your car looks like. And I poked in my 2022 and it's actually got a picture of the next version of my vehicle. So, yeah, what's that tire on? That's the one that's on
spring. Oh, look at the time.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's almost 10 o'clock. Joel's got to run 6 miles in the morning. Ran 10 last week. Last weekend felt pretty good, man.
I got to bed.
I was beat, though, by the time I got home.
All right, well, good luck. We'll see you in a week. Here are your outros.
Yeah.
I am sure.
Oh, my God.
It's Hacker
Public Radio.
Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community.
you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush. Shut up. Just shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's over.
Well, you were making egg foo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
Dan's still nursing his Honda Fit.
I was driving it today. I had to put a new battery in it the other 2 weeks ago.
So I hadn't driven it for a while. Dude, batteries are pricey now, too, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, it was about $200.
So let's
see.
Well, it's
170 plus 25 for the core, which I got back.
How much total?
I think it was like, in the end, it was like 179, but it was $25 for the core, which when you bring your old battery back, they give you that $25 back.
Okay, I can do better than that. I can do better than that. They got Toyos at Firestone for $254 each. Let's see. Try to wear 10. And just a little bit more, you can get the Bridgestone Ultra Weathers. That's probably what I would go with, because that would give me another 60,000 miles. Although I don't know how many miles they recommend. I mean, I look at them. They're okay. Like, if you took the old, a penny out, if you still have one. I think it's not supposed to go below Lincoln's head or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and it doesn't. The last time I did that, so it's still going to be about, I would say, between $1,000 and $1,500. So, but then again, here, okay, now I was looking at, it's using my zip code, so it shows they have none of those available. So let me see of the ones they have available.
Can't they order them?
To me, if it tastes like, truly tastes like A&W root beer.
You don't expect a lot of things to, you know, be exact.
No. I did get my pumpkin spice protein today. And I should be getting more. I'm trying to think what it was. I should be getting more clear protein.
Queer protein?
Yeah, clear.
Queer?
Clear.
Didn't know you liked it that way, but I guess.
Sounds delicious.
Grape flavored.
Sounds delicious.
I think so.
More production crap keeping you late?
No, I had a meeting or an engagement beforehand.
School?
No, there's...
Well, you ain't got kids that age no more.
I do, actually. That's next week.
Really? Yeah, Lily's still in school.
No, it was a Hampton committee thing.
I skipped out on mine today.
1,148.
I had a day at work.
I did too. We had to add a client, raise their case up to a P1, which triggers an incident.
Of course it does.
And then I go back and I say, we need more details. And then they go an hour, 2 hours, before they respond, and I'm like, I guess this really isn't a P1 then, is it?
Right.
I'm like, you know.
Because if you're not paying all that much attention, it's not really that big of a deal.
I know. Well, and it's like, well, it's slow. And I'm like, but you're not down.
Look, if we have a P1 at my company, somebody's getting fired.
Well, it's a little different, but yeah.
I get it. Your company's a little different. But if we get a P1 at my company, that's all hands on board. Practically everyone at the company is on the frickin' call, and somebody seriously dropped the ball. Lots of money is getting lost right now, and somebody is on their way out the door.
I get it. And 90% of my stuff is me cleaning up from the engineers. Because, you know, they couldn't be ours to do it right the first time. It's like, client puts in a case, we can't load financial aid. And I look, oh, that's because they didn't load this software update. Go load it, guys.
Yeah, well, I had something non-worky happen at work, and it is so dumb. Like, why would somebody do that? Oh.
And then after we eat dinner, my son says, Dad, I got a screw in my tire. On. I'm like,
hold the frick on. Go, so anyways, man. I was in the bathroom, you know. I was in the single bathroom, the unisex bathroom, the one with the nice locking door. And I found out that you can unlock that door from the outside. So I was sitting on the toilet, as one does, and I heard the door unlock. And it's like, what the hell? And it's like, I'm in here. You know, I yelled. And it's like, what? I thought, you know, the door's locked. Why would you do that? There's a big red sign when the door's locked that says, you know, occupied.
Did you find out who it was?
No, that's not the worst part. I'm sitting on the toilet, you know, I'm doing my business, so it's not like I can walk over and relock the door. They walked away with the door unlocked. So I'm asshole. Trying to finish up as quick as I can to go over there and lock the door again. And somebody else walks in thinking it's vacant because the sign says vacant now. So
that sucks.
Idiot. Mm-hmm.
Fun, right?
Were you stinking the place up?
Well, I was. Which is why I couldn't go relock the door.
Oh, man.
Because he had a turtle poking out.
Right. You can't just get up halfway through that.
You were leaving a Gorkon. Should we start the show?
Yeah, I wanted to get out. That, since that was non-tech related, I wanted to get it out before the show.
There you go. It's beautiful, though. Not for you. Not in the moment. That stinks.
It probably wasn't any, you know, less embarrassing for the lady that walked in on me.
Did you know her?
I did not.
No, there's a plus.
Whoever it was, she still worked every day.
She still works. Well, no, she wasn't the one that unlocked the door. Somebody else unlocked the door and then walked away, and then somebody else walked in.
Why would they do that?
Because, I don't know, they thought it would be funny. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not a mind reader. If I knew who it was, I'd probably, you know, talk to HR.
Ugh. That's uncool. All right, let's start the show.
Yeah.